Darren, Matt Beadle, one of the best pieces of business you've ever done.
Yeah, well, you know, we feel privileged to have him. He's a good player. You can see what he does. He'll get chances. He'll get chances out of nothing. Just like what he's done today, a couple of other opportunities he had, half chances. Again, on a different day, he'll put away. But yeah, it's one of those games. I think both teams cancelled each other out, if I'm being honest. I didn't feel we were at our game today. If I'm being honest, last week I'm disappointed the game was off last week, because I think we want to build momentum in that, and sort of linking that in with it this week. I thought our sharpness levels weren't there. Intensity and the never say die attitude was there. There's no doubt about that, but to be honest with you, we've set the standards high for ourselves. And today, in terms of the quality and decision making on the ball, we could be better. But the players know that. It's about being positive about it, and the fact that, we need to play to our strengths and not sort of get sucked into a battle, which a lot of the time happened today.
Clearly decided you needed to shake things up at half time with a double substitution.
Yeah, again, we wanted to say, you look at Laurie Bell, for example. We felt we needed to get Laurie on there and sort of control that midfield, which you can see second half. It got that way. You make a couple of decisions tactically, and then it went to the stage. And last 20 minutes, we felt we needed to change it tactically. Again, it's all about having a plan B, that if we need to change things up, we can do that. But I think the credit to Prescott Cables, you can see over the last three games, I think they've scored 14 goals, so we restricted their opportunities. Again, we should be winning our home games. Disappointed from that side of things, but again, proud of the players and the effort they show and not giving up and fighting till the end. And we were very unlucky not to get the winner at the end.
There were three new players in the side. Is it a bit difficult to assimilate, absorb three faces at once?
You know what? It can be. These things take a bit of they take a bit of time. Times can click into place straight away. But that's the nature of it. At the end of the day, we're a process. These are quality players that we've brought in. It's going to take a little bit of time to settle in, to know players' strengths and weaknesses and things like that. But again, it all comes down to the effort. That's where we start with. And every single player that was on there today, from start to finish, showed that.
Is there any possibility, with the loan players and people get asked back? Ryan White's come back after being away, Harry Coates has gone, and then there's the Laurie Bell, Macclesfield angle. Is there any scope, for getting a settled 11 to 15 players rather than this thing of players coming in and then having to go?
Ideally, Pav, I totally agree with that. I would love that. Because I think, I'm big in building consistency, and I don't want to be, to be honest, there was a couple of teams I know, especially over the last season, who used a lot of players. I'm not into that. I'm about building consistency, a settled team. Yeah, fight for your place, but you're going to have disruptions, especially at this level, where the like a non-contract or dual reg, or getting players in and loan, like a Ryan White, for example, is in youth loan. He can play for us anytime this season, but he's first and foremost loyalties lie with Bolton, which we have to accept. But so we can only hope that any opportunities we have, that if they don't have a game, that we can have them, like today and hopefully Tuesday.
Is that just a reality of life at this level of non-league football now?
It is, and I'm not going to lie, Pav, it does frustrate me, because as you've just pointed out, I like to have consistency in terms of the team. I wanted consistency in terms of games. Only last week was cancelled, it was called off, because I wanted to build that. I wanted to kick on from the Chester game. And I think, to be honest, if we had that game, it would have helped us immensely to be sharper and more effective today at certain times of the game.
It was a very good Christmas. Shall we call it a wobble? I don't know what adjective to use, but you think you can get back into that good streak again after today?
Well, to be honest, the performances since then have been excellent. You look at Chester, for example, even though it's the Senior Cup and things like that, it's still the same thing. We've got the quality of the players now in-house, and we just have to build, keep working hard in training, keep building that. But I'm absolutely 100% positive in the fact that we will build a winning momentum, and again, looking to Tuesday, I'm going to these games and getting into these games now full of hope, because I know the quality that we have from back to front.
And should Ayrton Bevins be back next week?
Yeah. Ayrton, I was hoping to get Ayrton a bit of game time last week. But again, just time and he had to work. But Ayrton now, Ayrton's ready to come into contention. And as I say, we'll see how we go for Tuesday.
And next week it's Mosley again.
I don't fear anyone, if I'm being honest, Pav. We're getting the team, and as you say, you know, it's about getting a settled team with the players coming consistently. Yeah, there's going to be little obstacles along the way, but we have to battle them as and when we see. But you know, the main thing is you can look today pretty much a full squad to select from. You're going to have disappointed people who maybe aren't on the bench, who are maybe not starting, but that's my job. I have to pick a team that I believe will go out and get the win. I also have to pick a team that, or a formation that I believe will go and get the win. And today we were unlucky not to maybe nick it at the end, which, as you well know from the start of the season, we weren't really finishing games strongly. We identified that, we worked on that, and now it's the stage where we're actually finishing games strongly, like today, where we could have won it at the end.
Do you know what Seal Park can be like on a January evening or late afternoon, Mosley's ground?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I went and watched them Tuesday night against Drawlston, so I have an idea what it looks like and what they expect. So, but again, you know, my players will go out with a professional attitude. We'll go with, again, the mentality that we can beat anyone, and it's important that we prove that on the pitch.
Thank you.
Cheers, Pat.